Hi, it's Barb in Nebraska. Today is Friday, September 11th, 2009. I just wanted to share a really neat online collaborative project that I'm doing with my third graders. It's sponsored by Jen Wagner. She has a website, Genuine Tech, and she also has a Ning Projects by Jen. And she just does really great organized projects, really creative, just lets you work with your class, what works with them. I really like her projects. This one goes with the book and the new movie, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. And what we did first was read it. And first of all, I was surprised. Maybe only 10 of my students had read that book. I thought it was just a classic for all kids. And it's written by Judy and Ron Barrett, I believe. Written by Judy Barrett and drawn by Ron Barrett. And we read the book. And there's so many great details in there. And the kids were listening very carefully. And then we watched the trailer that came out for the movie. And I think it was only a 1-minute trailer. And we were supposed to do a compare and contrast, a Venn diagram. But what Jen did was take two umbrellas and then overlap them for a Venn diagram, and I did it on the smart board, and I was amazed at what my kids noticed. Just from reading the book and just from watching the trailer once, the differences and the similarities between the book and the trailer. I was really proud of them, and it was really fun because they were so excited, and it was a very good, authentic learning activity. Then today, one of my students brought in the sequel to Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs called Pickles to Pittsburgh. And I don't think I've ever read it, or if I have, it's been a while. But that was really fun, and I was really excited that he brought that in. And so I read that, and then we did the other part of her project. We were supposed to write a tall tale that goes with our school. And considering the level, and considering we had that day off yesterday for the funeral, I just took it to do that the children drew a picture, and we were supposed to do something that showed our community, and that goes with our social studies skill because we learned what a community was. And so some of them drew our school or our buildings in our community or neat places in our community like the zoo. And then we wrote Cloudy with a Chance of, and some wrote pancakes, Cloudy with a Chance of pizza, just different things that would go with that. And then drew scenes from our city where like the pancakes falling on top of the school. So I've got to scan that. Thinking I might have to buy a new scanner because my scanner we have now, which was free many years ago, is just so slow. So might have to buy a new one and then put it up on our wiki. So it was really a fun project. I really enjoyed it with my students. They were very excited. So everyone have a good night and a good weekend. Bye-bye.